Your financial choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I am a CPA, CFP professional, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. You can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org under Public Affairs or on the WDIY app, as well as many streaming services. Today is February 26, 2025. The markets were mixed today, with the Dow closing down at 43,433, the NASDAQ up at 19,075, and the S&P up at 5,956. Tonight, we're introducing LINC. LINC, which stands for Lehigh Valley Interregional Networking and Connecting Consortium, to learn more about their organization and ways they help employers, employees, and the community connect. We are live tonight. We'll take your questions. Bob and Cindy are in the studio with us this evening. We'll answer your calls, take your information, and we ask you to mute your radio so you can hear me without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I will do my best to answer them. The number is 610-758-8810. And you can talk live on air with us, or if you're not comfortable talking live, just give your question to Cindy and they'll write it down and bring it in to us. Or questions could be submitted through yourfinancialchoices.com. So again, tonight, let's get linked. I welcome Caitlin Mack, President and COO of LINC. Again, Lehigh Valley Interregional Networking and Connecting Consortium. It's a nonprofit organization that focuses on supporting diverse talent, employers, and communities through learning, inclusion, networking, and connecting. Caitlin holds a master's degree from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, where she led communications and technology initiatives, and a bachelor's degree from Georgetown University. Caitlin returned to the Lehigh Valley after spending more than 10 years helping nonprofit organizations make a measurable impact on issues ranging from education to community development. As a LINC client, she has experienced the value of its services firsthand. As a nonprofit executive board member and management consultant, she brings core expertise in using data to learn and drive improvements. What an intro. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Lori. It's a pleasure to be here.
I really appreciate it. Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit more, anything I might have missed, and then maybe explain how you landed at LINC? You said you were a benefactor of it.
Yeah,
so I'm curious to hear the story.
Absolutely. No, I think you did such a nice job introducing me. Thank you. But I suppose I am a category of Lehigh Valley resident that's called a boomerang. I don't know if you've heard that term before. So someone who grew up in the Lehigh Valley, moved away for a period of time, and now has returned, yeah. You know, in my full adulthood with my family. And that's actually how I first got to know LINC. You know, they, an employer, my husband was relocating for work at Lutron, and the Lutron recruiter encouraged Adam and myself to connect with the LINC representative and to talk with them. They knew that returning to the Lehigh Valley could pose some challenges, you know, now that, you know, was no longer an 18-year-old high school student leaving the city, but coming back with two young kids and trying to navigate where we would land. And so, yeah, I got introduced to LINC because of that experience, and also as a dual working family where, you know, I've always had a career and I'm really committed to continuing that. You know, there was an open opportunity. It was, the possibilities were endless. What did I want to commit to? And I found a mission match when it came to LINC and wanting to make, you know, our community and the people who move here really feel that sense of belonging, that the Lehigh Valley is a great place to live, no matter where you're from, no matter what experiences or you've had, no matter your background or culture, that the Lehigh Valley is a place for you and a place where you can grow and get rooted and thrive.
And there are a lot of exciting things happening in the Lehigh Valley. But for listeners, just so you know how linked Caitlin is, she walks in and she knows everyone in the studio. She's never been here before. She knows everybody.
It was quite the surprise to see my soccer coach, who I spent 10 years with. So a little shout out to the Bethlehem Sharks. Actually returning, you know, that was one of the most wonderful things, is that this is a place where people have lived a very long time. You know, there's some great colleges and universities here, and you don't need to leave the Lehigh Valley to have a great life. Mm-hmm. So it's been wonderful reconnecting with folks as we've come back.
And just so you know, too, from my own experience, my husband and I came here back in 1988 from Michigan. And I will tell you, I wasn't aware of such an organization at that time. And there may not have been an organization like this at that time. But it was very difficult to try to connect, because the people who are in the Lehigh Valley have been here. They have strong connections. And I think what I've seen so far from Link and my experience with you and some of the services and opportunities you present to the community, I thought, wow, wouldn't that have been nice? Which is why I wanted you to come on the show and talk about this, because I don't know if people realize that. And for our listeners, you know, you may be wondering, gosh, how does this apply to you? It could apply to you when your kids have moved away, as Caitlin and Adam did, and you want to bring them back. There could be opportunities, because we're going to talk about some of the services that Link does. So you do have a great website. So I thought maybe we could start with some of the basics. Caitlin, if you don't mind, is Link, in my mind, is it a program only available to employers in the Lehigh Valley? So an employer comes to you and says, hey, we have these new people who are coming into town, because you said you got connected with them. And how did you? Was it your employer who said?
That's right. Yeah. So just to step back a bit, Link was founded through a coalition of employers who came together to say, we want to be better positioned to attract top talent from anywhere in the world. And so they formed Link as a separate independent community nonprofit organization. So we are a 501c3. And these were employers that still are here and investing in the Lehigh Valley, folks like Lehigh University, Air Products, B-Braun, PPL. And so our core center of gravity is supporting employers who are attracting and wanting to retain the talent that they bring here to the Lehigh Valley. You know, want to see people get rooted in community, start to get engaged in the community in new ways. But the Link is a uniquely Lehigh Valley organization. It didn't exist when you moved here, unfortunately, yeah. Lori. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary, actually, this year. But, you know, I hear that often. You know, people wish that, you know, they had us when they moved to Michigan or Kentucky or Florida. But we are here in the Lehigh Valley. And I think that creates a unique competitive advantage for some of our employers here who are trying to attract talent that, you know, might also be considering jobs in New Jersey or Cincinnati, Ohio, or somewhere else in the United States. And these employers can speak to the candidates that they're trying to bring here, or the new hire that they just made an offer to, and say, you know, you might have job offers somewhere else, but here we really care about you. We care about your family's well-being, if you have a family, and we want to make sure that this transition is good for you. So we're going to connect you with someone at Link who can really take care of all the things that we as an employer can't, which is how do you get embedded and embraced by the community? You know, the employer hopefully is doing a great job,
attracting
them to the job and the company and the mm-hmm. values and the culture. And we can come alongside that process and show them what a great community is here in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. One of the reasons we thought it was going to be okay coming here too is we thought there was a lot of education. Mm-hmm. Like I saw all the colleges. Once we got here, we couldn't find the colleges, but they, you know, they were tucked away, Muhlenberg, Lehigh.
Oh yeah,
you know,
hidden
Lafayette.
In nice residential areas.
Yeah, yeah, but you could always kind of probably take some steps to promote that as well.
Yeah, so there's 11. Did you know that? 11 colleges and universities here for, you know, the size of our area. I think that is pretty much just counting Lehigh and Northampton counties.
Yeah, that's good to know. And a lot of resources there too, you know, at all the different schools, a lot of arts and culture and programs that they offer. So it's wonderful.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the maybe the website a little bit, because that's a good place to start for people who've not heard about it before. And the name of your website is LINC for link-lv.org. So that's link-lv.org. We're going to take our first break. And when we come back, I'd like to do a breakdown of what services you have available and how people can start to kind of get familiar with Link. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. We're talking with Caitlin Mack, president of Link Lehigh Valley. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Thank you to all of WDIY's generous sustaining members. Setting up an automatic monthly gift on your credit card is the easiest way to support your listening and ensure WDIY remains a strong and thriving public resource. Become a sustaining member of WDIY today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or visit WDIY.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. And we're talking with Caitlin Mack, president of Link Lehigh Valley, and getting a nice introduction to this nonprofit organization right here in the Lehigh Valley that helps connect employers, employees with the community. What a great service and great promotion of our Lehigh Valley to keep our economic development going here, you know, right here. So let's talk about the website, link-lv.org. Maybe give us a breakdown of what's on there, and then we can kind of talk about all the different services.
Yeah. And we were really lucky to work with a local agency, actually, to do a website refresh. You know, we're 10 years old, and I don't think the website had been touched since we initially launched.
That happens.
The team over at JS Social did a fantastic job kind of helping us hone our narrative there. So I think when it comes to our programs and services, we have an important mission to think about: how do you form that sense of belonging? How do you help people feel they belong in the neighborhood they live in and also where they work? So thinking about that sense of belonging in community, that's what we call our talent services work. And that's really that one-on-one support to newcomers and folks that are candidates considering working for a job that would be located in the Lehigh Valley. And then we have our workplace inclusion programming that's really about helping employers develop the strategies and practices that will help folks that are employed there feel valued, respected, and included where they work.
Very nice. Very nice. And then there's some special initiatives, which we can talk about a little bit later. So let's dive into that talent service program. What can you give us a little bit more detail on that?
Yeah. So in our talent services, we really aim to come alongside an employer and a candidate during every point in their journey of becoming a new employee at a company. So what that looks like is for someone that's interviewing for a job at the Lehigh Valley, say they're considering working with one of our, you know, valued employers, they would perhaps be offered a consultation with a member of the Link team, maybe a tour of the area to get to see some of the communities or neighborhoods that would have housing in a place that they might want to live in, even a half day or a full day or a weekend itinerary for a family. So really ensuring that those candidates that are being recruited, you know, especially those reaching the finalist stage, have a touch point to see the best of what the Lehigh Valley has to offer, and that they're staying at a hotel or they're visiting the iconic locations that are going to match whether they want a suburban, rural feel with a lot of acres when they move here and they're thinking, I'm moving to Pennsylvania because I'm leaving the city and I want space and I want my dog to be able to roam, or someone that's moving here that is looking for a walkable place to live where they don't have to use a car every day, where they can just hop in maybe to drive to work. And so it's important, and we have the opportunity, right, to ask these questions in a way that a HR team or a recruiter really can't, right? Because they can't ask, You know, are you married? Are you moving here? Do you have kids? How old are they?
Yeah.
And we can ask, what are your major concerns or challenges? Sometimes people will share, I have health issues. I have a doctor. It's really important that I see specialists. How's your specialty healthcare? And we can say, we have great healthcare here in the Lehigh Valley. They might ask about schools. Maybe they have a child who has, a learning difference and they need specialized educational support. So we can talk about that. And we can actually connect them with the schools because we're talking with superintendents and principals at schools in those community relationships all the time. And so we take some of that burden or pressure off of the recruiting teams as they're trying to court candidates.
Right.
And then our other and major source of support is for those new hires once they've accepted positions, really helping them make informed decisions along the way about which neighborhoods they might want to live in. There's so many choices here, but you can imagine, you know, someone might want a short commute, but they also might have five or six other criteria on where to live.
Mm-hmm.
They might want a certain school setting, whether that's a large school, a small school. And we try to get past some of the, you know, things that you can Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might see on Google, okay, a school rating score is X. But what does that really mean for your child's experience in that school, for the community of support around it? So we're often also that sort of arbiter of like, how do you get to make a really informed decision, knowing the community, so that once you get here, you're excited. You're excited to be in the Lehigh Valley. You're in a great spot, or you're in transition, but you know that you have help. So maybe you're here and your family isn't moving here for a while. It's just you coming and your family staying until the school year's over. So Link is able to provide those contacts, those monthly checkpoints to hear, you know, what do you need, giving advice, helping navigate the DMV registration paperwork of, you know, transferring everything over to a Pennsylvania license, and then making great resource connections. Because what you need when you first arrive here is different than what you might need 5 or 6 months down the road. So maybe in the first few months, you know, you're not thinking about summer camps, which is coming up, right? Where am I going to put my kid in camp this summer? The school year ends. Life changes dramatically for parents in the summertime, or tax season, right?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, oh gosh, I'm doing my taxes for Pennsylvania the first time.
Right.
Who should I talk to? These are all things that Link over the 10 years of our history has curated some vetted resources. So you're not just crowdsourcing on Facebook or Google, like what the right resource is.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to a trusted Link representative, and one of our staff will not only make a recommendation, but they'll make an actual warm introduction to some of these businesses and local entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can get the information that you need.
I love this because, you know, at the end of every show, I always say be proactive, not reactive, because if we're in front of our decisions, we have a lot more options than if you just, you know, dive right in and make choices without thinking them through. So you really are a catalyst in helping people think through all those options. For example, when we first moved here, we rented for 6 months before we bought.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me like you actually can help people as they are transitioning too. So even before the hire, to make sure that they can get plugged in, but then even once they're hired, they can still stay connected, it sounds like.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Don't just let them go. You can.
No, still. Yeah. Once you're part of the Link family, you're always part of our Link community. We have a number of folks who also decide they're going to give back in some way, right? They're going to volunteer and try to organize a group. We had a client that moved here with their partner from Texas, and in their community, they love to host events and have everyone in their community over, and they called it a wine share. And so we brought some of that fun event to the Lehigh Valley, and we found homes of people who were willing to, you know, open up their home to strangers for an evening, and everyone bought a bottle of wine and an appetizer. And all of a sudden you were able to like make friends and meet others and just create those connections in a really organic way. And, so we love that when you've moved here and you've built your community and you love it, you want to share that with others. So we try to create those opportunities.
That's great.
Too.
And then it's also, it doesn't always have to be those people that you've met at work. So it's broadening your community outside of just your coworkers, because
yes,
sometimes when you go to a new job, a new location, those are really the only people you meet and you might be more limited. But so that's a great avenue for that.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, I want to ask support if there is a spouse, because we might be having one employee who's part of the Link family. And I want to just to touch a little bit on that. We also had a call come in from Zach in Bethlehem. For me, I will look and see if I understand what that question is when we're at the break. And we'll be back. The phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY. Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11 offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus Swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. I have with me this evening Caitlin Mack, president of Link, Link Lehigh Valley, connecting employers, employees, and the community together to build a stronger community, I would say, a stronger Lehigh Valley. Zach from Bethlehem had called and asked a question specifically for me, mentioning I was a CPA and have I ever considered the revenue share program with ADP in Allentown? Zach, thank you for the question. No, I have not. I had not heard of it. I quickly searched it at the break. ADP is a payroll company that I think helps employers in the community with payroll solutions. And he's asking if I've ever heard of the revenue share program, and I have not. And yeah, that's something I probably don't need to do, but thank you for the question, Zach. Coming back to Link, and the let me just give the description of Link one more time. It is Lehigh Valley Interregional Networking and Connecting Consortium, and they have graciously shortened it to Link, but it's linc-lv.org. I don't know if I had said org. I hope I had been saying org, because they are a nonprofit. And so they're giving back to the community in a number of ways. And if you're, you know, looking to give back, there's ways you can give back, I'm sure, to Link as well. So we were talking about the Talent Service Program and how you're kind of a partner with the talent that's coming back to the area or coming for the first time to the area. And I had asked the question, is there any kind of support also for the spouse beyond just, you know, what the employer's new hire is getting?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is. That's why I asked the question.
I know. It's really important to think about, like, what are the barriers for folks in accepting a new job in a new location? As our society is increasingly made up of dual income households where you have two working adults, as in my family, making a decision about, you know, uprooting and moving to a new city or town, it doesn't just impact the single employee, it impacts their whole family in many ways, but it can especially impact their financial stability when they're a dual working family. So Link identified this as a particular need for relocating working women because one of the biggest barriers was they often had working spouses. And so, they weren't accepting jobs at some of the companies in the area. And so we wanted to offer a solution for that. And at Link, we call that our partner career support. Mm. And it's a career coaching service. So we have partnered with individuals, HR managers, as well as we have a new partnership with Dowd Career Coaching. And, you know, Tom, Sue, myself, and the team, we really try to provide a full-scale solution to help accelerate folks' ability to find and land jobs in and around the Lehigh Valley. So we'll look at resumes and cover letters. But the thing that makes Link really unique is we have these relationships with employers and we work with recruiting and HR teams all the time, right? We're talking directly with the talent acquisition folks at companies when they're bringing talent here. And so, you know, we've asked and our corporate partners have been so gracious to, you know, enable us to connect with them when someone's looking for an informational interview in a field of study. So maybe someone's coming here, they're a project manager, they're looking to get into project management. We can not only look at our clients who we've relocated who might be in those roles now and willing to talk to someone new, but we can also look at some of the companies who often are hiring project managers and ask, you know, whether or not they have an opening, could someone from your team talk with them? Because one of the most important things when you're new to an area, you know how important that social capital is, right? Most people find a job because they know someone.
Exactly.
And it's so easy to now just apply for jobs.
And by the way, Caitlin seems to know everyone. So, okay, go ahead, Caitlin. Just had to throw that in there.
So it seems so easy, right? You can just apply on LinkedIn. You can just apply through Indeed. You can just apply, but you don't hear back. It's like ghosting. You know, these folks just never get feedback on what they need to do to position themselves for jobs here. And so being able to provide that connection point, by link, you know, we've seen great results in that program and have been able to really help people have confidence as they're interviewing for jobs and find jobs more quickly than they otherwise would through our relationships.
That is incredible. How do you quickly get to know these people? Do you guys have a questionnaire? Do you interview them? Is it before you meet them, you get a copy of the resume? How does that work?
Well, a little bit of all of it, you know, but for us, it's really that personal touch and the relationship really matters. So we want to get to know you as a person. We collect data where you read my background. Yeah. So I'm a researcher and evaluator by training. So I love data. I kind of thrive in being able to look at data and use that data to make decisions and to continuously improve our programs. So we collect lots of data on the back end, but hopefully to the people that we interact with, that just feels like a conversation and that just feels like we're getting to know you. And we're able to then go into a structured process of we would provide resources and tools. We'll look at LinkedIn job postings and LinkedIn, your LinkedIn profile. We'll try to optimize that for the jobs that you're applying to. So it's the constant feedback. But at the end of the day, our clients are in the driver's seat, right? They're the ones making decisions, whether it's in finding a job. You know, they need to apply. You know, if they want they're going to need to be able to speak to whatever resume. So we're not creating your resume for you. It's still your responsibility to craft your resume to be able to come into an interview ready to talk about your job skills and experiences. I know there are services out there that can kind of just make your resume look great, but what does that person do when they sit down for an interview and someone's asking a tough question about bullet point number 3? Right. So we want to make sure that we're really helping candidates, empowering our clients to put their best foot forward, to end up getting that job. We want to provide our community transition clients who are relocating here, you know, information. We don't want to sell them some fantasy land about what the Lehigh Valley is or isn't. We want them to make an informed choice so that when they show up, it is what they expect and they're prepared for it, they're confident, and they have the mindset, right, of I want to make this is an adventure. This is exciting because moving is stressful. Can be really overwhelming. You've done it. Mm-hmm. And especially if you've done it with kids, you know, I moved married a couple times. It's a different ballgame moving with children.
Right.
And we're just trying to take some of that stress and burden out of it.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's funny, Caitlin, because I'm sitting here. I mean, we've recently become acquainted and I'm just so impressed. And I love that you talk about data. And quite often when we think about someone who does data, it's usually a little bit of a drier personality. No offense to those people who like data out there. I'm an accountant. I can say this. But you really have the personality to match it as well. So, but that's part of it, right? We have to, that's where those connections start. So when you start on that friendly grounds with you and your organization and your group, and they and people coming to the Lehigh Valley know that it really is makes such a difference in connecting with the community. So we really appreciate all your efforts in that as well. Folks, we are at the halfway point. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And we are talking with Caitlin Mack, president of Link Lehigh Valley. We will be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Welcome back to the show. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. We're talking with Caitlin Mack, president of Link, Link Lehigh Valley. That's linc-lv.org. Since you mentioned data and stats, maybe we could talk a little bit about that. So I think when I went on your website, I saw something that was quite intriguing, which I thought was that when employers kind of invest in this way to support those new recruits, you actually have stats to show they have a higher success rate, if I'm remembering right, a higher success rate of attracting those candidates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're really proud of our track record in this space, right? Because so there's a few things we do. One, we obviously talk to the people that we've served and say, you know, did this help in whatever way we aim to help? But we also look at some core metrics that aren't just related to, you know, what someone's perception of the service was, are they satisfied or not? So for those candidates who are thinking about a job in the Lehigh Valley but haven't yet committed, we see that 90% are more interested in the job offer after talking with Link. Like, that's just wonderful, right? Like, that's kind of the goal. They're more interested in the job offer along with a number of other great things. And 75% or more accept a job offer if given one. And that, you know, for each industry is a little varied. You know, every employer sort of has different benchmarks around that. But that usually provides a really strong case for using a service like Link, because here you've, you know, you've probably brought them out for a visit or two if they're going to be moving here. You know, you've invested a lot of time up front and you've given them an offer. So you really want them to say yes. So we love when we can meet people along the way. Sometimes we'll get connected with candidates after they've already visited, and then we're answering a lot of questions. And sometimes we're doing triage, like they came here and they were like, I'm not really sure. Like, this is all I saw, and it wasn't at all like what I expected. Is that all there is? But, you know, that opens a great conversation for us to then, again, circle back as this partner in the recruiting process to say, hey, would you consider bringing them out for another visit, maybe see a different part of the Lehigh Valley? So we love that. When it comes to making the transition to the Lehigh Valley, so for those new hires, our goal is feeling rooted in community, right? And so we want to take that stress and burden away. And for 96% of the people we work with, almost all of them say that we made their move less stressful and easier. And so we've set them up for that success.
And so can you kind of go through what a scenario might look like? Because I'm trying to understand, this isn't necessarily someone who's new to the area coming and going to your website and saying, what can Link do to help me get a job? It's the employers that are part of the consortium or part have considered partnering with Link. Is that how that works?
Any employer who is attracting talent from outside the area, whether you're a school, a business, a nonprofit organization, if you have extended an offer and that person is not really familiar with the Lehigh Valley, they probably don't have family here, they probably didn't go to school here, Link is a service that you can utilize.
Oh, you don't have to be like a paid partner? with Link?
So you don't need to be an investor. We do have 12 organizations that are Talent Service members, and that kind of gives them discounts on our pricing. But we work with any employer. There is a service fee associated with using Link. So again, the cost of Link services, it's not borne by your new hire. We're not getting those service fees from the individual families that are moving. The employer is utilizing Link as a benefit in the same way that they might provide employee assistance program plans, or they might provide a 401k offering for their employees. Some of them are even writing us right into their job offer saying, we want you to know alongside those other benefits that Link is going to be available to you if you choose to utilize us. And occasionally people moving here, you know, they want to do it on their own, and that's okay. But their employer has still put it out there that they're valued and their experience of moving here, and we're available to them if they need us.
So if employers are interested in this service, particularly, I want to go back to your point where you said the statistics of converting those potential hires to hires, and the amount of money that's invested by that employer in trying to attract and recruit those people, especially the really top talent to get them here, it could be worth their investment in this service. On your website, is there a particular place they go to?
Yeah, so always for more information, there's a contact us form, and that's the best way to reach out to us, because every business is a little unique in how they might be thinking about utilizing our services and offerings. For a while, we were known as an organization that supported largely experienced hires within companies, but we have businesses that primarily utilize us for their interns and recent college graduates, and building that pipeline of young talent in the Lehigh Valley. And Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, they're a great partner of ours, and they publish some data on, you know, economic growth and business growth, but they also have a very active talent supply council. And they've shared that we're one of the fastest growing regions for 18 to 34 year olds.
Mm.
And building that pipeline of talent amongst that demographic of working professionals is really important for the long term sustainability and the economic growth of the Lehigh Valley. So we have actually this summer, we'll be planning 3 special events that are geared around experiences for early career professionals, whether that's recent college graduates, interns, residents, fellows. We do a fun trivia night that has a Lehigh Valley theme to it. So they're there, you know, they get to drink some craft brews. Actually, Seven Sirens is right downstairs. That's where we held it last year. We get a local MC to curate that trivia night so people can learn a little bit about the Lehigh Valley too and see all these other young professionals from different businesses. So like you said earlier, right, it's you might just become friends with or hang out with or even know the people that you work directly with. But if you're going to build a career someplace, you want to know that even if this job needs to end at some point with this particular company, there's another one. I don't need to leave the Lehigh Valley to continue growing my career. Mm-hmm. So that sense of, wow, there's this entire cohort of young professionals that see this as a vibrant alternative to city life in Philadelphia or New York or wherever else they might be thinking about moving is really important. Plus, we have these great colleges, so they're graduating people all the time. We want them to stay in the Lehigh Valley, invest here, and to grow here.
And we've really even become quite cosmopolitan ourselves here in the Lehigh Valley.
We have.
And you do have a program called the Link Workplace Inclusion Program and Services. And I know that you have supported, you know, DEI, diversity and equity inclusion kind of initiatives. Mm-hmm. How does that land these days?
Yeah.
Do you walk away from it? Do you embrace it? I mean, I don't know why it would ever hurt to talk about it. You know, I mean, it's all good if you ask me, but.
I appreciate this because I think I started by saying, you know, we want the folks that are coming to the Lehigh Valley to feel like they belong where they live and where they work. You spend most of your day at work. You know, you should feel valued, respected by your staff, your leadership, your coworkers. So I know there's lots of confusion right now about what that acronym means and stands for. But for LINC, you know, we aim to be a resource and a connector for organizations that want to make sure that their workplaces are fair for everyone. Mm-hmm. Right? That's really what it's all about. And we want to help leaders foster a workplace culture where employees do feel valued and respected, and it's a place they can grow. So we were actually really glad, you know, we had our last inclusion roundtable on January 31st, and we had a record turnout for a conversation the theme was from conflict to connection. And it was about bridging conflict in the workplace and how do you have difficult conversations with people you might disagree with. And so I think the response in our community is that, you know, inclusion is good for our workers. It's good for our business. You know, who wants to work in a culture of exclusion? Like, what is the opposite? We're pretty sure we don't want that. But we also have to get really clear on what the benefits are. And we hope that we are helping organizations and the leaders of those organizations articulate the value of the initiatives and the practices and the policies that would come under that diversity, equity, inclusion umbrella, you know, whether that language stays, but it's about belonging, it's about inclusion, and we're very proud to be supporting employers who care about that in this community.
Yeah, I think it is the verbiage that seems to have kind of gone a little off the rails, and we just should really embrace the diversity in thinking, in culture, in how we work. We've all heard of the Myers-Briggs test, the MBTI studies. We've heard of the DISC studies, mm-hmm. where we're talking about dominant
influencers,
social controlling, whatever they stand for. And if it's okay to kind of understand people's personalities, mm-hmm. in helping nurture us to work better together, why wouldn't we also want to understand where people are coming from, different places? You know, when we say a Subway sandwich or a hoagie, I mean, you know, it kind of just helps us kind of, I would say, even get more comfortable in that workplace and in your community. I moved here. People said catty corner. I had no idea what they were talking about because in Michigan we say kitty corner. You know,
still have a little bit of that Michigan accent too, right? So you kind of like, yeah. No, okay, yeah. I was like a little different, and people can point that out as maybe a negative, but the reality is our businesses, they need talent. They need workers. There are many more job openings than there are people looking for jobs in the Lehigh Valley right now. And so companies are investing and being really strategic and thoughtful about how do I ensure that I can hire the workers that I need to grow my business or scale my business, you know, rather than going somewhere new to build the plant or facility or expand. So we want... I think this isn't going anywhere. The same thing with companies who are looking at new market opportunities, right? The people who've gotten you here to this point aren't necessarily the people who are going to get you there when you're thinking about expanding into new markets, whether that's thinking about geographic markets in Europe. You're not going to let a whole U.S. team take you into Europe. You're going to need to look for some new diverse perspectives to break you into markets if it's women, if it's young people, and if it's geographic. So I think that principle applies, and most leaders I talk to realize that it's fun to work with a diverse team, and it's also good for business.
Right. It doesn't have to be a negative perspective. Folks, we are talking with Caitlin Mack of LINC Lehigh Valley. The website is linc-lv.org. It is a 501c3 organization, and it stands for Lehigh Valley Interregional Networking and Connecting Consortium, started 10 years ago by a group of companies who came together and wanted to provide some support services for talent and to attract talent and keep talent here. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY, also available on the WDIY app, and podcasts of prior programs are also available at yourfinancialchoices.com, at WDIY.org, and on many streaming services. We are speaking with Caitlin Mack, president of LINC Lehigh Valley, link-lv.org. And we've covered quite a bit tonight, Caitlin, and I love how we have kind of gone through the journey of employers needing this support, LINC coming together to be able to provide that support, to connect potential hires, great talent to the Lehigh Valley, and continued services to make them all, you know, those people feel welcome, feel connected right away. And I will say that I actually was able to attend one of your events. So it's not like once they're hired, you let them go. There are still a lot of opportunities that you have out there that are available to folks who know about LINC. So I'm going to have a couple questions for you. One, if people are new to the Lehigh Valley and they're listening to the show tonight and they're hearing about LINC for the first time and they say, wait a minute, I'm new to the Lehigh Valley. No one told me about this. I didn't know this. I don't feel connected. Can I get connected? You do have some events that you promote or support or put together. Can anyone come to those events? And then I want to talk about some of the things you've done.
Yes.
Because I had a blast.
Well, so the short answer is yes. We don't want anyone to feel isolated alone here in the Lehigh Valley. And we know that we haven't connected with all employers here yet. So I would say yes. You know, the best way is to contact us and on our website. And let us know your situation and how you'd like to be involved. We have our events that are open to the community. We have some events that are more closed. Maybe there's limited seating. And so we tend to focus on, the folks that we're supporting directly and that we've gotten to know through their journey to the Lehigh Valley. But many of our events are open. We do meetups. So the cooking class was great. We have partnered with a local chef who had a vegan menu.
Can we say his name?
Yes.
He was phenomenal.
It was Jason Sizemore of Butterhead Kitchen. He's a former educator, school principal, who has found his life's passion in vegan cooking and does a phenomenal job.
Wonderful.
He's very entertaining. This is the second year we've partnered with Jason, and his team is fabulous. So definitely that's always a highlight. We have, though, lots of meetups. So we will often piggyback on events that are happening in community because it's not just about people connecting with LINC. It's about people really getting rooted and engaged in community. So Wildlands Conservancy has a ton of hikes, walks, experiences at their nature center all around the Lehigh Valley and beyond. And so we'll pick a few of those a year and we'll invite our clients to join us for that walk, which is also with other residents.
That is great.
Yeah. In April, we're going to do a meetup piggybacking on an event at the Allentown Art Museum. They have a family day that they do on the weekends. They're now free and open to the public. I mean, what an incredible resource in our community. Mm-hmm. So, we'll invite our families to meet us. I think it's April 6th that we're going to be going to the Allentown Art Museum. And we love when people register on our site if they're part of the LINC family, because then we know that you're coming and we can say hi and make sure we're staffed to see you and greet you and connect you. But anyone can show up to those events and they're wonderful. We also are going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary this spring with a big celebration at the end of May. It's going to be on May 28th. And one of our partners has gotten us space. It's in partnership with Dana Kuchars, who's a realtor here in the Valley and has helped many of our clients find their dream home here and taken a lot of the stress out of the moving from the housing side. So she and Link have partnered, and we're going to be hosting that, the Luckenbach Mill, which I don't know if you've been there since it's been restored, renovated. But, you know, the other wonderful thing about the Lehigh Valley is this, the heritage and the history that we have here. You know, Moravian settlement sites are now recognized by UNESCO. So that is a huge thing that our community is going to be celebrating now. And we're really glad that we're going to be able to use one of their buildings to celebrate Link's 10 years right here in the heart of the Lehigh Valley at the Luckenbach Mill.
Now, will that be open to?
That'll be open to anyone.
Okay.
And usually I say we sell out, but I think we have enough, like, just get a ticket.
Okay.
Tickets are not available yet, so you'll have to wait to see when we get those posted to our website. But yeah, those will be open to the public, and anyone can join and celebrate the 10 years of collective impact that we've had here in the Lehigh Valley.
It's funny, and I had mentioned this at the event at the with Jason the other night about nonprofit organizations and the amount of time that, you know, your organization is giving back to the community in a number of ways. Of course, you do have, you know, service fees, but it's still a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of passion that you put into all of this. And I talk about in charitable giving, time, talent, and treasure. And some people can give up time. They may not have treasure. Some people may have talent but don't have time or treasure. And some people just have treasure. And I always say it's easy to give money. It's not always easy, you know, to put all the time behind it. But an important element is telling. So for people who are listening to the show tonight, too, I think that this this opportunity in the community for a nonprofit to, again, bolster these connections with the employees, the employers, and the community in general. It's also putting them in the community and using other services in the community and supporting our community and supporting our nonprofits and all of this and the awareness. So I hope that people are telling each other about all of this as we go along too. And so if people are interested in events, that is on your website eventually once it's, you know, settled. And so that's link-lv.org.
And Link, L-I-N-C.
L-I-N-C,
not Link,
yes,
like,
thank you, L-I-N-C. But for example, you know, I'm also someone who, you know, I'm extremely extroverted, but I like everybody to feel comfortable and all of that. I was surprised at the event that you had with this, with Jason demonstrating the vegan cooking. Everyone was chatting and talking, and you find out these people don't know each other.
No.
They didn't know each other at the beginning of the evening.
That's right.
And that, you know, and sometimes they're transplants, so they're kind of all coming, wanting to make those connections. So it just kind of continues, and I think that's really important and impactful.
Yeah, and you don't need to be an extrovert to come to our events. I know it can be really hard to get over that hump if you're more introverted, but I do think it's sort of creating that space where people know no one else in this room knows each other right now. Right. Like, you're not alone. And, you know, the cooking class brought people from all over the world. We had someone from Colombia that moved to Canada that moved here for their partner's job. We had someone who was recently moved from the Philippines. You know, we had another employee who was from China who moved to San Francisco, was living in the Bay Area. Someone who had just 2 weeks ago come here from Seattle, doesn't even have a car, is, you know, taking public transit to work every day.
Wow.
And, you know, you don't have to, you know, I know it can be awkward to put yourself in those new places, but we hope that we're really creating a space where you're going to feel like you're never going to be out there by yourself. I sometimes say we create an open seat at the table. So even when we're standing around and it's a social mixer, when we invite and sort of address everyone at the beginning of the day, there's no closed conversations at Link. Mm-hmm. We want you to always have a seat or a space in your conversation with others to allow other people to step in at any point and feel comfortable doing that.
That's wonderful. Let's talk about some of the webinars you've recently started holding.
Oh, I'm so excited about this webinar series. So this is brand new for Link. We launched it in December, and it's an educational series. It's open to the community, and it's focused on different topics about how do you make the Lehigh Valley a place where you feel rooted. So, you know, oftentimes, Link, we're really getting to have that intense one-on-one support with our clients in the first, you know, 3 or 4 months after they've gotten here. But there's a lot that happens a year mm-hmm. after you've gotten here. You're starting to feel like, where are all my friends? You know, I'm feeling a little lonely. Or maybe a year and a half in, you're saying, oh, my job, I finally got my job and my family under control. Now I'm ready to get engaged in community. Where do I start? So we've talked about homeownership. Right? How do you move from a rental situation and maybe take that step to buying your first home or your first home here in the Lehigh Valley? Then we had you on to talk about financial wellness and getting your finances in order and what that looks like through a variety of transitions. You know, mm-hmm. maybe you've got a bump in pay because you took a new job. And our next one is on volunteerism and community service. And we're going to have the Volunteer Center. Oh, and great. The United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley,
Yay.
Two fantastic organizations on to talk about how you can get engaged in community as a new resident
a
to the Lehigh Valley.
Great way to meet others.
And
great
maybe not a new resident. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I had someone come up to me who works at one of our companies, and she's been here 11 years. And she's like, but I'm finally ready to start doing more in community with others. So what can I do?
And they can help connect those new people to the area as well, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a nice little mentor.
And they can totally come to this webinar and find out, right? It's not just for people who have moved here or going to move here in the next, you know, 6 months. It's really for everyone, for all your employees. So I really encourage, you know, anyone who has the access to like an employee newsletter, these webinars are something that all of your employees can know about. It's during the lunch hour
right.
by design. It's a webinar and virtual by design because we want people to tune in. It's 45 minutes. It's not even a full hour. It's your lunch break. So
yeah. And there's time for questions, and Caitlin moderates it, and she keeps the conversation going. So
yeah. I'm having a lot of fun with it. So
yeah, it's fabulous. So Caitlin, we have a couple minutes left. I want to make sure that people understand kind of give us kind of a little narrative to summarize what we've talked about tonight about Link and the services and the importance to the community.
It is my privilege and honor to be able to represent Link here in the Lehigh Valley. You know, we are all about helping everyone feel welcome, get rooted, and thrive. And what that means is if you're not feeling welcome, rooted, or thrive, give us a call. Reach out to us, I mean, in some ways, because we want to be that resource for you, that connective tissue for you. You know, we're really lucky to have an incredible staff, a team that has both lived in the Lehigh Valley a long time and can direct you to the right resources, and also folks who've had a lot of experience moving and feeling like that fish out of water and how do I make friends in a new place given my life stage. So there's a lot of empathy that we bring to this. And we would love to reach every newcomer to the Lehigh Valley. And, you know, we're not there yet. We're on our way. We serve a few hundred newcomers every year. Last year, we supported over 350 newcomers Wow. to our community. And we want to just keep seeing that grow.
Your staff has grown as well.
Our staff has grown, and our staff is incredible. You know, we're a small shop. You know, folks are really giving it all they have, and with excellence. So I'm really lucky to work with them, and I'm so grateful for our employer partners that have, you know, contribute to Link in many ways. You know, they don't just use us for talent services. They're also sponsoring events. They're supporting us. You know, our board members are supporting us, you know, volunteers and strategic thinkers. And so we're surrounded by people who are really elevating the Lehigh Valley as a great place to live and work. And we want to keep that going for the years to come. So if that's a partnership that we hope, you know, more people will get excited by.
Well, it's been wonderful having you here. Thank you so much for joining us. And I've been very excited about watching you and learning more about Link as well.
It's my pleasure.
Thank
you, Lori.
Continued success. Again, this is Caitlin Mack, president of Link. And the website is linc-lv.org for more information. Next week, my topic will be more tax talk and what to watch out for. So there's sometimes some things we see after you, you know, finish out the year. We're doing your tax return, and maybe you've had some excess contributions. Maybe you've put too much money in your HSA, and we can kind of help you do some fixes if we catch it in time. So we're going to do more tax talk next week. Coming up, I want to thank Cindy and Bob for being here, Caitlin for being here. Bridger, thank you, listeners. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with Intertradition Folk Music. Remember, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices and have a great week.